Jamie. Hey, Jamie. Wake up.
Where am I?
You're in the Middleton Police Station. How are you feeling?
Detective Truesdale?
That's me. Are you alright?
A little lightheaded.
I'll get you some water.
Thanks.
I need to ask you some questions.
More questions? I've told you everything you can know.
I want to help you. I can't do that if you don't tell me what's going on.
Can I see the tape?
The tape? What tape?
The tape that was under Booker. His body.
We're still cleaning it.
Oh.
Why do you want the tape?
I just need to listen to it.
Why?
I can't tell you that.
Jamie!
It's not that I don't want to, Detective. I can't.
Fine. We'll move on. Emile in January mentioned you have tattoos. What's that about? I mean, I see a few of them. The ones on your arms and such.
They told you about your name then?
They did.
Here, look and see.
What's the deal with this?
I didn't choose them.
Okay, so what? Drunk tattoos?
No. They're not there one day and then there the next.
That's crazy.
Careful what you call crazy.
Jamie, who is Henry Arthur?
We wouldn't be here right now if I could answer that question.
What can you tell me?
Leave. Just get the hell out of Middleton and run.
Jamie!
I want to be left alone, please. I'm done talking.
Oh, come on!
Winter, the sheriff wants us.
All right. Look, let me know if you need anything, okay?
Thanks.
Sure.
How'd that go?
It'll take some really good pliers to get that girl's mouth open.
And how's she doing?
How does it look like she's doing, Summer?
What's your deal?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Hello, Dibs.
Sheriff.
Cat got your tongue, Detective Truesdale?
What do you want?
All sorts of things. Mostly to see a murderer hung.
What do you want, Sheriff?
Just trying to be friendly. They're returning Daisy to custody today.
Oh, absolutely not! That kid needs his rest!
You're not in charge here, Truesdale. Back off.
No way in hell you back off!
This is really how you want to do things. I'm not an enemy you want to make.
Is that so?
Step a little closer and I'll show you.
Knock it off. Winter, can I talk to you for a second?
Let me teach this woman a lesson first. Hey, let go of me!
Let's go outside.
What the hell, Summer?
Don't you dare. What's your problem?
You're the one who dragged me out of there like a kid having a tantrum.
Because you were having a tantrum.
I was not.
Winter, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing's the matter.
Sure.
I found their evidence stack. Okay? Bloody clothes were found at Leo's house.
That's pretty damning evidence.
He didn't do it, and they're going to pin it on him. The sheriff is going to hang an innocent kid.
He's not really a kid. He's, what is he, like 25?
Not helping.
What do you want to do about it? Fistfighting Sheriff Grunt isn't going to suddenly give us evidence clearing Leo's name.
We've looked everywhere. His house, the dig site, the woods. If we could just get them to talk to us.
You want to try talking to the crazy tattoo rambler?
He was telling the truth, wasn't he? I don't think he's crazy.
You want to talk to Emile? Do it. He's not going to tell you any more than he told me, and Jamie's not going to tell you anything.
What about January? Did she seem willing to talk?
I mean, I guess. More so than the rest.
We'll talk to her then.
Wait.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Maybe it's time we talk to Leo again. Maybe he has something to tell us.
What do you mean by that?
The evidence points
to... Screw the evidence! Are you seriously aligning yourself with them?
I'm thinking logically. He's a sweet kid, but people make mistakes, and maybe he...
Yeah, because sweet kids normally string up their friends from archways.
Wow, you're really stuck on this, aren't you?
Don't side with them, please. Side with me.
This isn't about sides. Something bigger than that is going on here.
I've never asked you for much. I normally follow your lead. Summer, please stand with me on this one.
All right. I'm with you. You know I am. I still think we should talk to Leo, though.
Okay. We do this our way, then?
Our way. Yeah.
Detectives, can I speak to you?
What's this about?
In the evidence room, quickly. Don't let my mother or the sheriff see.
What?
We should follow. Come on.
What's going on?
I think Leo's being framed.
How come?
I went to his apartment to go get him some things to change into. He was covered in dirt, and he'd been there for hours. I was all over the apartment, in his closet, by the front door, and there was nothing. None of the bloody clothes they claimed to have found thrown in his bathtub. I went in his bathroom to get him a comb. There was nothing.
You're sure about this?
100% sure. Someone planted the evidence.
It's been confirmed to be Booker's blood?
Yes, and the clothes are definitely Leo's. They look similar to the other things in his closet. Same sizes and all of that, but I'm telling you, detectives, those clothes were not there, or if they were, there was no blood on them.
What about the autopsy? Did that say anything?
Nothing. I mean, there was one thing, I guess.
What?
He had a tiny cut on his eye.
Emil's missing an eye.
Could be a coincidence.
Probably is.
We should talk to him, anyways.
Emil wouldn't frame Leo.
About a few weeks ago, you wouldn't think Jamie would try to burn down a church.
Well, I...
One last thing. Would you be willing to testify this in court?
That's not going to do anything.
Of course it is.
Not really. Middleton has a local court, and the judge is Lena Elspeth.
Great.
Her name keeps popping up.
She hates the dig site crew. She'll sentence Leah within a day.
Thank you, Anathema.
Yeah, just try and help them.
We'll try. Emil or Leo first?
We could split.
Leo trusts you more. I'll take Emil.
Detective Blackman, you're back.
You don't look so good.
I'd like to leave and have my things back.
Why do you let your hair cover it?
I'm sorry?
Your eye. Why do you cover it?
Why are you asking about my eye?
Defensive much?
I'm embarrassed. You wouldn't like people staring at you either.
So that's why? You don't want me to stare?
I normally wear a patch. I'd like it back.
Can I see the scar?
I don't really think...
What do you have to hide?
I'm not... hiding anything.
How did you lose your eye?
Can I please go home?
How did you lose your eye?
I don't really want to relive that story right now. I'm exhausted.
Answer the damn question.
I was mugged, all right? Happy?
What sort of mugger does something like that?
I don't know. A violent one? I don't remember much. Just that it hurt and I was terrified.
You're sure nothing else happened? Was there someone else with you when you got mugged?
Why? Why do you care?
You're still getting awfully defensive.
I've been in this room for over 50 hours. You'd be losing it too.
Lots of excuses.
I don't know what you want from me.
Tell me who murdered Booker Chauncey. Was it you? Did you cut his eye because you wanted him to feel how you felt?
What? Someone cut his eye?
A tiny cut.
What? Why? But that doesn't make any sense.
Elaborate, please.
Why would they cut his eye?
You tell me.
I lost my eyes years before I even met Booker. Detective, I was 16.
Then why didn't you want to tell me?
I don't just go around spilling my trauma on whoever asks. It's kind of a private thing. I don't really like to talk about it. I mean, with my friends it's fine, but I hardly know you.
I'll see if I can get you your patch back.
Thanks, I guess.
Is there anything else you want to tell me?
I'd like to issue a writ of habeas corpus when I hit the 72-hour mark. Can you get that done for me?
Yes, I can.
If you can, remind my friends that they can exercise it too.
Sure. Still, how did you...
I had a buddy who was a law student. And anyways, I'm 25, detective. Not exactly a child. I know my rights.
Good point. I'll make sure that's done for you.
When can I see Leo?
I'll work on that too. If it means anything to you, Emil, I'm sorry for being so forceful with you.
You're just doing your job, right? And believe me, I'd much rather it be you than Deputy White or Sheriff Grunt.
I'll do what I can for you.
Thanks.
Don't touch me.
Watch your tone, Daisy.
Just leave me alone.
Confess, and we never have to speak again. I'll make sure no one in this department says another word to you.
I...
Leo!
Don't answer that. She's manipulating you.
Detective Truesdale. Hello.
Deputy. Slither off, would you?
Of course. See you soon, Daisy.
Detective, it's good. It's, well, thank you.
Sure thing. How's the arm?
Broken.
Did the deputy tell you about the bloody clothes?
She did. It's not looking good for me, is it? Tell me the truth, please.
It's not looking good.
Better me than the others, I guess. I wouldn't want them to...
All of them except Jamie insist you couldn't have done this.
Jamie thinks...
No, she just hasn't said one way or another. She seems to think it could be any of you.
Are they going to hang me?
Don't say that.
So they are.
I won't let that happen.
How much can you actually do, Detective Truesdale?
I can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're being framed.
Good luck with that. Whoever's doing this seems pretty good at hiding their tracks.
Yes, I guess they are.
Can you promise me something?
Yes, I can.
I'm not going to ask you to clear my name. I know I can't ask you to do that. I don't even know if it's possible, but there are some things in this world I still want to live for. Some people. Can you promise me that you'll try to keep me alive?
I'll do whatever it takes. I promise.
Thank you, Detective.
I think you can call me Winter.
Get the cuffs, Starla.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm sorry, Winter. The evidence they found?
The knife hidden in the bag you brought here with you, Daisy. Real slick.
Knife?
You step away from him!
Move, or you will be moved. I'm arresting Leo Daisy for the murders of Booker and Caroline Chauncey.
What? Caroline? Caroline wasn't murdered.
You're coming with us.
Let go of him!
Winter! Put that away!
Move your gun away from my deputy.
Tell your deputy to get her hands off of Leo.
Winter, give me the gun.
Back off! All of you, back off! I'll cuff him. I'll walk him to the cell. Hand me the cuffs.
But...
You heard her. Hand her the cuffs.
Do as she says, Starla.
Here. Leave. Oh, come on.
Sheriff.
Come on, Starla. Let's go.
Are you okay?
Leo, give me your wrists. It won't hurt.
You promised, remember? You promised.
I remember. It won't be for long. I'll see you at your trial.
This isn't forever, kid.
Tell Leo.
Tell him what?
I don't know. That I'm sorry? You should probably go.
Winter, let's go. Are you all right?
I didn't mean to get my gun out.
You look tired.
So do you.
I'm not ready for this trial.
I promised him I would try to keep him alive. Will you help me?
Winter, don't. Do this to yourself. If you fail and...
I get it. I know what happens. But I promised him. And I need your help.
I wish we hadn't come here.
You can go. I'll stay.
What, leave you behind? You're crazy.
Maybe I am.
Come on. Let's go get some coffee.
Jay Short as Jamie Locke.
Caleb Burgess as Leo Daisy.
The... Ocean Lavelles as Emile Thornbrew.
Abby Ogden as Abby Grunt.
Olivia Shelton as Anathema White.
Avery Smith as Starla White.
Bonnie Calderwood Aspinwall as Summer Blackman.
Morgan Champagne as Winter Truesdale. Ritualistic Podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshute peoples. This episode was written by Morgan Champagne.
Sound designed by Jonas Stone.
And the theme was composed by Sophia Weaver.
Hello. Yes, this is Dr. Anna Georgina Plume. Oh, the Carousel Company. Yes, I can see how, given the report of events, you would want to confirm. Yes, he did come out to service the carousel on that date. Yes, he is absolutely correct. I do live in an old school with the carousel in the gymnasium. I don't know. know if I would describe the building as haunted. But I can understand why he might reach that conclusion, so I wouldn't chastise him for saying that. Yes, that is exactly what happened, down to the holy water and the whole thing spinning backwards. He's your employee. I don't know why he had holy water in his truck. Something about LARM? LARP. That's what it was. At any rate, I was highly satisfied with the services Daryl provided. The carousel isn't fixed per se, but he went above and beyond his remit as carousel repair technician, and for that, I am incredibly grateful. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Lavender Evening Fog is a haunted fiction podcast with new episodes premiering on the last day of each month. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.